Good afternoon, everyone. Andy Schwab here from the Northern Ag Network with today's market news summary. 2 days in a row now that we saw the feed and cattle futures climb by nice triple-digit gains, and hey, that's only adding a little bit of optimism after the last couple of weeks of negative prices as the green shoots of grass beginning to pop up and ranchers noting that they're about to kick out to some summer pastures before too long. It's certainly adding to the optimism with some of those grass sales coming up right around the corner. Of course, monitoring the moisture is going to remain a key factor for many producers, and cattle feeder cattle futures may be moving in the coming weeks. Nonetheless, today, May feeders added nearly $3 to their contract at $240.97. August feeders on the board up $2.57 at $252.35. For the live cattle futures, they gained those as well, with a June contract up $1.90 at $175.72. August up $1.80 on the live cattle futures at $172.92. Hopefully all of this can add a little bit of optimism to the cash cattle markets when they start to develop, maybe tomorrow or most likely Thursday or Friday, as last week those live deals were 1 to 2 softer on the hoof, averaging right about 184. Dressed cattle 3 to 4 lower, with their average just above 293.
Wheat growers of the north, it's time to push performance, to answer the call of Westbred wheat. With regionally proven varieties like WB9516 with excellent yield potential and WB9719 with high yield potential balanced with protein content. Trust Westbred Wheat to help you get the most out of every acre. Now's the time. Boldly grow. Seize the season with Westbred Wheat. Performance may vary. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
BearCerealExperts.com presents From the Desk of an Expert.
Hi, this is Ann in North Dakota. I've been having a heck of a time with kochia in my spring wheat, and I'm starting to see some other weeds.
Yes, kochia was a real problem last year due to drought. You may also be seeing other pigweeds emerging in your field, such as Palmer amaranth. Thus, it's important to use a broad-spectrum herbicide.
I've seen water hemp, but Palmer in the northern plains?
Unfortunately, it's an emerging threat. There's a great video on CerealExperts.com that goes into more detail.
The wheat prices went to a mixed finish today, with the KC winter wheat and the May spring wheat coming up a little bit, while the Chicago wheat found their way to go a little bit softer, as they've all continued to remain in that sideways trading range that they've been in for the past 2 months and really not showing any sign of any direction anytime soon. Checking out some of the futures from today, May KC winter wheat up 3.5 cents, finishing their day at 587.5. July KC winter wheat also adding 2.25 at 583. It was just a penny gain on the Minneapolis spring wheat of the May contract, now sitting at 638.25. July spring wheat also adding just a penny at 645. When you run over to look at the row crops, it was red ink again found there, with the corn futures of the May contract only off 0.5 cent at 431. July corn off 1.5 cents, right under 443. From the Northern Ag Network, I'm Mandy Schwab.